This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2121, How to Be Content When All You Want Is More by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday and happy 1st of October. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD, the show where I read to you from articles that I think are amazing with permission from the authors. One article a day, every single day of the year, all to help you live a more meaningful life. And here on this show that covers personal development or self-help, minimalism, inspiration, happiness, motivation, all that fun stuff. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Be Content When All You Want Is More by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. One of the biggest roadblocks to living a slower, simpler pace of life is discontentment. Wanting more leads to a constant state of neediness. We feel unsettled, unhappy, and the urge to join the masses in the fast lane becomes irresistible. But what if we could turn this around? What if we chose contentment? This week, after a couple of disappointments, I found myself feeling very unsettled. I felt grumpy and discontent with what I had, which in retrospect is pretty silly because what I have is a heck of a lot of awesome. But for whatever reason, I found myself stuck in this horrid place for a good 24 to 36 hours. These disappointments were situations that were completely out of my control, external forces that I let affect my internal focus of attention. And once these feelings of discontentment got in, they seemed to multiply. Soon it wasn't just these two particular disappointments that plagued me. Things I haven't done yet. My book isn't written and is not even close to the first draft being finished. But of course, I want it done and published yesterday. So I began to make ridiculous, unslow goals to get that draft finished. I began the year hoping that by my 40th birthday, 3 months away now, I would have another ultramarathon under my belt. Tendonitis in both my knees over the last 4 months has made any kind of running impossible, let alone the mileage I need to complete another ultra. So there they were, 4 things undone, 4 disappointments. But this is life, right? Life is jam-packed with disappointments. If we are really, really honest, does life ever work out exactly the way we hoped or wanted? In the past, this feeling of discontentment and fear of further disappointment is what has kept me busy. It's almost like these feelings kept me hostage in a perpetual state of hurry, rush, overwhelm, and stress. It's time to draw a line in the sand. Because I'm completely and utterly sold on the benefits of a slower life, I no longer have room for these feelings. But when these feelings have taken up space in your life for decades, it takes a while to send them on their merry way. Going slower and giving up the fast lane begins with contentment with what we already have. 3 things you can do to feel more content. Gratitude journal. Being grateful invites the opposite of discontentment to live in our hearts. And since they can't occupy the same space, discontentment is sent packing. I started a gratefulness practice at the start of this year. Most nights I pick up my journal and write down 3 things from my day that I'm grateful for. Interestingly, as I pondered on my period of discontent, I realized that my gratitude practice had dwindled to nothing over the past month. Action, start today. Grab a notebook and pen and go put it by your bed, now. Spend 3 minutes tonight after you climb into bed thinking and noting down what you are thankful for. Example, entry from my journal a few months ago. Today I'm grateful for time spent with a beautiful friend over luscious coffee, fantail visitors in the garage, and no big arguments from the girls. Take an inventory of what you have. Think about what is already in your life. Just like you would do a stock take, meticulously go through the items in your life, both tangible and intangible. Sometimes we don't know what we have until we take a moment to pause and consciously notice. Action, take a physical stock take. Get out that pen and paper and write down 10 things you have. Bonus points for it being related to your current area of discontentment. Example, I have 17,885 words towards my manuscript. I have an amazing computer program to help me put the manuscript together. I have loads of great research and resources. I've been building motivation and momentum. I have time to write. I have the skill set to complete the project. I have relationships with people whom I can draw on for the skills I don't have. I have inspiration. I have a bunch of incredibly supportive people cheering me on. And I have 3 more months to get to my goal. Get in nature. I find that when I'm immersed in the great outdoors, I naturally feel more content. Nature itself is content. It doesn't rush. It waits patiently for each season, knowing it must first go through the current one. This contentment has a magical way of rubbing off on us if we let it. Action, find time to spend outside today, even if it's only 5 minutes. Take a moment to consider the enormity of the natural world. This awe feeling is grounding and helps to bring ourselves out of our own little world and into the larger community. Example, when I was walking the dog one night recently, I saw the brightest shooting star I've ever seen in my life. The feeling of awe was all-consuming and lasted for the rest of the evening. I also forgot about the technical problems I was having and the disappointment of not being able to do a Facebook Live. Suddenly, that seemed dull and unimportant. Life is full of disappointments, but how we react to them will be what shapes our lives, not the disappointments themselves. So friends, pick yourself up, brush off the discontentment. Choose to pick up gratitude and grace, and begin again. You just listened to the post titled, How to Be Content When All You Want Is More by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Emma. All great suggestions and perfect as we head into the weekend. If just one of these stood out, why not give it a shot? Even one time thinking about what you're grateful for can be helpful. Or one time taking a walk in nature. You'll never know what makes a difference. Plus, it is the first of the month when many of us like to make a change, so no excuses today. And with that, I hope you're having a great Friday and start to your month. And I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.